You're listening to Empire KVCR News. I'm Benjamin Perper. On most Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR News contributor Cassie McDuff and review some of the big Inland Empire stories from the past week. We should mention that we are doing this by phone to practice social distancing. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ben.
So first, Riverside County supervisors held an 11-hour hearing on Tuesday on whether or not to lift COVID-19 restrictions, but delayed a decision until later today.
Right. They're going to have an emergency meeting at 1 o'clock today after they've had a chance to consider what the governor has put out in terms of lifting restrictions statewide. But back on Tuesday, there was a demonstration outside the county government building, about 200 people, very vociferous, asking that the restrictions be lifted. The supervisors took more than 6 hours of public testimony. Most of those who attended the hearing probably, understandably, were people who wanted the restrictions lifted. But there were quite a number of people also who submitted their testimony by email or by phone, and those were mostly in opposition or asking that the restrictions remain in place for everyone's safety. And perhaps those people didn't come in person because they believed that would expose them to possible coronavirus. So we won't know until later today whether Riverside County will lift or ease some of the restrictions. The Riverside City Council actually sent a letter asking the board not to lift the order requiring people to wear face masks when out in public. So we'll see what they do with that. Ben, what seems clear to me is that many of the county supervisors are not on board with the county public health officer, Dr. Cameron Kaiser, who recently said face masks and social distancing are the new normal in Riverside County and extended those requirements to June 19th. The Sheriff Chad Bianco seemed to imply that fear of the virus is overblown, and he said he won't enforce the stay-at-home orders because he believes people will comply voluntarily. Some of the supervisors want to repeal the county restrictions and let the state take the lead on how to reopen businesses. So we'll see what they do this afternoon.
Okay, and in San Bernardino County coronavirus news, officials seem to be leaning towards lifting some restrictions, right? But keeping face masks and maybe social distancing as requirements?
Yeah, San Bernardino County recently said that they've flattened the curve of new COVID-19 cases, and so it's time to start reopening some lower-risk businesses such as bookstores, florists, sporting goods stores, the same things that the governor has talked about and the mayor of Los Angeles has talked about. You can understand the eagerness to reopen businesses. San Bernardino County estimates it will lose $107.7 million in sales tax revenue this fiscal year, which ends on June 30th. But I also want to point out that we may not know exactly how widespread coronavirus is right now because San Bernardino County is way behind even Riverside County in testing. Both have approximately the same populations, about 2.2 million people, but Riverside County as of Wednesday had tested almost 60,000 people, while San Bernardino County had only tested about 26,000. So fewer than half as many people. So while the number of deaths in San Bernardino County are lower, so is the number of people being tested by far.
Definitely. And then there's some news out of the city of San Bernardino too, right?
Right. Not coronavirus related. Remember that $750,000 settlement with the former city manager, Andrea Miller? Well, that settlement had a non-disparagement clause in it, and Andrea Miller's lawyer now says Councilwoman Sandra Ibarra has violated that by posting on her Facebook page some statements that reportedly disparage Ms. Miller. For example, implying that she wasn't performing her job up to par or that she wasn't letting the city move forward. So those posts have been taken down, but the lawyer captured screenshots, and that's the basis of his complaint against the city. And in other San Bernardino City news, a former field rep for Mayor John Valdivia has filed a formal claim with the city saying he had created a hostile work environment and sexually harassed her. And that brings to three the number of claims against the city for sexual harassment by the mayor.
And lastly, some sad news. Former San Bernardino County Supervisor Dennis Hansberger died this week.
Yeah, this was really a shock for a lot of people. And for me personally, I was on the board of the County Museum Association with him. He was diagnosed just 3 weeks ago with pancreatic cancer, and it progressed very quickly. Hansberger made news way back in the 1970s by being the youngest person ever elected to the County Board of Supervisors in 1972, and he served two terms then until 1980. And then he came back in 1996, and that's when I met him. I was covering county government for the San Bernardino Sun at the time, and he served three more terms, so five terms. I think that's a record. Certainly it will never happen again now that there are term limits in place. No one can serve more than three terms. Hansberger was remembered by former Congressman Jerry Lewis as a very staunch advocate for clean air and stronger regulations. San Bernardino County, of course, the Inland Empire, has been very much afflicted by smog, certainly back in the 70s. And that's when Lewis was in the assembly and said he really got a lot of support from Hansberger, who became a founding member of the South Coast Air Quality Management District, that regulatory agency. You know, he was such a repository of information about the county and county government and how it worked, and I'm really going to miss that.
Thank you, Cassie.
Thank you, Ben.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime IE journalist. She helps us out regularly for our Friday morning news wrap. You can find these segments on our website at kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers, which we should mention have dropped their paywall for coronavirus-related articles.